For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
My first opportunity, congratulations on the results of 2 weeks ago.
Oh, thank you very much. We're moving past the congratulations on the work. Very excited to get going to put hardworking Georgians first.
Yeah, we'll get to some of the things I know you want to get done when the legislative session starts in 55 days. I got to ask, though, what's it like to be on Air Force One?
Well, it's pretty cool. I told somebody yesterday, you know, obviously never been on Air Force One. I got to be on Air Force Two as well, so it's been an incredible journey for my family and I, just some neat things that we've gotten to do. But it's been great, too, getting to meet so many hardworking Georgians and continuing to learn more about our state. And I'm very excited to go to work for those folks. January 14th.
All right, let's talk about that. January 14th, inauguration, first day of the new legislative session. What can you do between now and then? What are you doing? I know you set up the transition team. What is the job of getting ready for this legislative session?
Yeah, this is the fun part now. It's very busy. I was in budget policy meetings yesterday on public safety, getting ready for the transition, the session. That's really the first order of business is we've got to get the budget in order, kind of building off of what Governor Deal's put together, putting our stamp on there, getting that to the legislature, and then working with them through the process. So we were, gosh, I think we were at the Capitol until almost 9 o'clock in meetings last night, doing that again this morning, continuing to build out the team of who's going to be leading state government under a Kemp administration. We've got a lot of hardworking folks who rolled out yesterday on our transition committee that's going to be helping with that personnel, those choices, and also looking at appointments that the governor has. So we got a great team, which you got to have when you're governor. I'm very excited to get started on that, but we have an awful lot of work to do, so we'll really be getting after it.
Brian Kemp, Governor-elect, with us another couple of minutes here. One thing I know you talked about during the campaign, and I've heard you talk about over the past couple of days, cutting taxes. Now, the legislature did that first time in a good while, and maybe the biggest tax cuts in Georgia history in terms of income taxes. What's left to do on that front? How much more can you ask for?
Well, as you know, the plan last year had an additional tax decrease for this year, so that's something that I want to work with them to implement just like it was done last year. So that's definitely part of the plan. But as you know, Tim, I prided myself on doing exactly what I tell people I'm going to do when I'm campaigning. And that's what we're going to do. I'm going to implement that four-point plan, start working to cut government regulations so we make Georgia number one for small business, reforming state government, implementing the spending cap so we can continue to cut taxes, which helps all Georgians no matter what the zip code. Focusing on rural Georgia, and I've talked about that a lot. So we're going to be working on that as well, increasing the rural hospital tax credit and making sure that we continue to figure out ways to get high-speed internet to all parts of our state. And then we got to keep our families safe, and that's where public safety reform comes in, going after street gangs and criminal drug cartels.
Brian Kemp, Governor-elect, give me an example, because you said that's another thing you said all over the course of the campaign, cutting government regulations, taking a chainsaw or blowing them up or whatever it was you're going to do with government regulations. Give me an example or two. What might specifically you be looking at?
Well, I think it's more than just cutting government regulations. It's you know, that plus making government more efficient. We actually talked about some things yesterday in our policy and budget briefings about ideas that we can do to make state government more efficient, to save money, to do more with less. I've done that in the Secretary of State's office, especially with technology, and that was some of our discussions yesterday, is ideas that we have that we want to look into for other state agencies that may lower crop cost, increase performance, and just make state government more efficient. So those are the kind of things that we're looking forward now. And doing, and that's why we have a great transition committee of people that have been in and out of state government, in the private sector, that that are going to bring, you know, outside the box thinking to figure out how we can do things better.
Just about, 45 seconds left here, Governor-elect Brian Kemp. At what point in your life, I mean, you're playing football for Billy Henderson back there, back in the day, you're getting into politics, running for the legislature, you're Secretary of State. At what point in your life did you look in the mirror and see a governor?
That's a good question. I think, you know, just being frustrated with government led me to running in the first place. And I think the more I've learned, the more frustrated I get sometimes. I understand why our citizens are sometimes frustrated with government. Even with the great government that we have in Georgia and the great things that we've done here under Governor Perdue and Governor Deal, you know, there's more to do. And I've seen it. I've seen it in the Secretary of State's office. We've fixed an awful lot of it there, and I want to continue to work to see how we can make government more efficient and have it work better for our citizens and build off the great things that we've already done and take those to the next level. I've learned in the private sector and from people like Coach Tennyson that if you're complacent and you rest on today's laws, you know, somebody will blow by you tomorrow. So I want to be a governor that doesn't just take credit but keeps us moving forward.
Brian Kemp, best of luck and congratulations. Thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.